How do you like your toast? What kind of stuff you putting on there? You going butter? You going peanut butter? You going cream jelly, cheese? Jelly? Yeah. Join
apple
us.
Apple butter.
Apple butter. Yeah, that's good. Join us for this episode of Man Talk as we talk about toast. So Craig, are you a toast guy? Do you love toast?
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes is toast alone, or you need it with other stuff?
My favorite thing is usually when I'm a little bit under the weather.
Oh.
And those of you who are really health conscious, this is not something that you do. This is I get hot chocolate.
Okay.
And I fire 4 pieces of toast in.
And then are you a dipper?
I'm a dipper.
I've heard of these
dip
people.
And then you eat it quickly. I'm usually not a mushy kind of guy, but I think it's when I was sick. And so, yeah.
You just
and
dip it.
And you put butter on that toast. So it just, the butter on the toast in the hot chocolate is kind of medicinal to me.
All right. So there was an article. There was an article about how you butter your toast tells a lot about your personality.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So I want to give you the 4 options of how you spread butter. And then I want to see if you're one of these. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you a glider?
What does that mean?
They glide the knife over the bread for an even spread. Okay. That's one.
Okay. All right.
There's others that spread the butter all the way, including the crust.
I don't do that.
Okay. And then there's clumpers who leave clumps on the toast. You know what I'm talking about? They have these little clumps
only
all
if
over.
The butter's hard and there's no choice.
Right.
But otherwise.
If it was in the fridge or whatever and you just can't.
Right. Or if you go to a restaurant, you know, it's always those
big old
clumps. Yeah. Not on purpose.
Those are actually the three times.
And wasn't there a fourth one?
Well, you could go no butter, but yeah, that's not on here. Do you do dry toast?
I don't do dry toast.
Yeah, no. All right, so which one are you? Are you a glider or a all over or a clumper?
I'm a glider because all over means you go up and you fill in even the tops of it. I don't do that. That's too OCD.
Okay, so human behavioral experts.
These are experts.
This is who you are.
All right.
You glide the knife over the bread for an even spread. That means you're easygoing and calm in nature.
Huh.
I would say that's pretty true.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I would think.
So what are you, before we go on to these other ones, what do you do when you butter your toast?
I'm a clumper.
You are a clumper.
It doesn't matter
that it's not even that one bite's going to have a lot of butter in it.
Well, no. The reason why I climb a clumper is we have our refrigerated butter. That's the issue. It's not like I want to be a clumper.
All right, gotcha.
But if the bread or the butter is spreadable, then I'm a like bring it on all over. I like to saturate my toast with butter. I don't want to take a bite of toast without butter on it.
So
hold on. The people who spread butter all the way, including the crust, are methodical and organized.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of OCD like.
Yeah. Clumpers who leave clumps on the toast are sporadic and think outside the box.
Oh, dude.
I think that's. I wouldn't say they're wrong.
No, right.
Yeah. So I don't know if you're watching if you want to watch people butter toast, you go and watch your mother butter the toast.
What does your wife do?
Yeah. Now, here's what it does say this. Well, people who smother the bread with butter, most people that do that, if you put a lot of butter on you have a happy disposition and see the best in life.
Well, there you go.
I do that.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah, good.
I am sporadic and outside the box and I'm happy.
That's good. Yeah.
But then it ends the article saying you shouldn't take this too seriously. You know, you shouldn't not marry someone. You're like, how can I marry a spreader?
She's a clumper.
Oh, I cannot. I am a clumper. I need to find me a clumper. Like, we're not trying to say
that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of these tests out there to see, but you know what? And a lot of times the tests are good if you're honest with yourself.
Sure.
Some people will, you know, put down on these tests what they attain to be, what they'd like to be, and the tests aren't necessarily true.
We were talking about, as we're, you know, getting ready to record this, the idea of how do you know if the Holy Spirit is in your life and things are working. And there's a texture I know you're going to share. This concept of if the Spirit of God is in you, or probably a better way to say it is, if your relationship is going well, I think that's how I like to say it.
Yeah.
Then you should see the fruits of the Spirit in your life. Uh-huh. And then if you're not having your relationship isn't going that well with God, then it's quite possible that you could get the fruits of the devil or of earth or of not having that relationship. Yeah. So what's the test?
Yeah. And so, you know, the key is the fruit comes off the tree, right? And the tree is, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. is considered a tree. But the fruit of the Spirit, again, this is a gift, mm-hmm. is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
I always like that in part of the scripture where it said there's no law against that. Like, right. No one's going to arrest you. What are you doing? Well, I think you've been being a little too peaceful. The neighbors have complained. Exactly, too much peace going on here.
Your self-control is beyond control.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You are way too controlled, fella. And you're like, what? There's a law against us? No, there's no law. But we're going to...
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And then, no, it's so true that you can tell.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit. And so if someone's contentious,
right?
If someone is just vile and or sarcastic about people or mm-hmm. whatever, you're just saying, actually the fruits of the flesh talks about hatred, selfish ambitions, dissensions, sarcasm kind of goes into that. And so you can tell based on how people act, not necessarily act at church or it's how they act on the golf course or how they act when they're fixing a car or whatever.
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure. And sometimes I'm just not the relationship's not going well. Cause I think you can have bad days. There's one thing, like you just don't have God in your life, but then there's some days where you're like, man, I am sorry. Like
today I freaked out. You're showing fruits of the Spirit to me today because you've had a rough week. And you just, before we taped today, he has...
I got a black toenail.
He's got a story. You have to ask him next time you see him.
Yeah.
He's got a black toenail. He's had some car issues. And then the car issues kind of really expanded right before we came in here. He's been dealing with a big oil. He lost all of his oil out of his engine. And you have accepted that. But I actually offered that, hey, let's just not do the man talk. He says, no, hey... It's all going to burn and I'm good. And so you demonstrated the fruits of the Spirit, even though we didn't even know this was what we were going to talk about.
Right? What's funny too, it's almost like the Job story because we've had multiple people in the office come to me and go, hey, Chad, do you drive the Dodge Durango?
One of them actually put the fingers in it and it says, hey, look, this is under your car.
Right. Then another person comes up, hey, there's a big puddle under your, and I'm like,
at least three people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like crazy. A Job story. I'm just looking, waiting for the boils to come. Right.
But you've handled it, and I don't say this to butter you up, pardon the pun.
Lactose.
It's very nice. I like it. But the fruit of the Spirit is something that demonstrates that the Lord is in our heart, is in your heart.
Yeah.
And if it come out with joy, it's not a joyful experience, but you didn't let it get you down. You didn't really throw any... You could blame the people that did your... car, and it was an easy set the ball on the tee, and you can complain about it, but you kind of took the high road with that. And so that to me that was a witness to me to just see that you're being faithful to your Heavenly Father.
You know, that's the Holy Spirit, and to be very transparent here, there are two voices in my brain right now, and one voice is by the way, read the not fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah, the fruits of the Spirit is fruits of the flesh are evident. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. So he says, hey, there's too many things, and he just throws them all in, and the like. And then it says here, of which I tell you beforehand, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
So, Craig, check this out. I think that right now in my brain, there is a table with a lot of food on it, a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Lord, I don't want to eat that fruit. I help me not to. Yeah. And but it's not that it's not there. I guess what I'm trying to say is there's voices in my head, and one voice is saying, you should do this and you should do this. And then the other voice is saying this. And I'm like, Lord, I want to choose you. Help me, please. Mm-hmm. So
what came out of you was fruit
was
of
the Lord,
Spirit.
Though.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so that's because it's in you that it's just, you know, I love one of my favorite authors and speakers was Morris Venden.
Yeah.
He says an apple tree produces apples because it is an apple tree, never in order to become one.
Yeah.
And so you don't get these fruits to work these fruits up in order to Christ to accept you. It's when he's in you, you produce the fruits of the Spirit.
And I agree with you 100%, but I guess what I'm trying to say is there are days, and this is one of them right now, where I love to say, the only thing in my head is peace, love, and joy, you know?
No, get it. That's just real, right?
But what I'm saying is right now is there's all this fruit here, right, and I'm like, I don't want
the
Lord.
The low-hanging fruit is the dissension.
And I think that when I interact with other people who, you know, are just having different types of days, to be fair, you know, if they're having a bad day, to just be like, man, I don't want to pour gas on that. Or some people are external processors. So when they hear about it, they're going to freak, you know? And so I'm like, if you're not tapped into the vine, and I guess what I'm saying is I choose to be, I want to be, I'm just begging God, like, don't let go of me and help me not to let go of you. Because when I interact with different people, and not just that, but just for myself, I want to be that person, but there's nothing in me that can do it. That's what's frustrating is like, I'm really a lousy person.
That's the gift, right? That's the gift. We can't take credit for it.
Yeah, but I know, but I'm like, man, I'm such a lousy person. Help me not to be such a lousy person, you know? But by God's grace, he'll get you through. And then if you just get some time, and whether you just sleep on it or whatever, I think you can get over it.
Yeah.
Because I really do think that a good night's rest and a clear perspective will help me. But right now, there's just a lot of stuff going on. But it's first world trouble. Like, you know what I mean? I'm complaining about my SUV is leaking oil, right? You know what I'm saying?
And you have
my
a second house, car to
I
go
have
to.
A home. When you praise God and you process things, you go, anybody in probably 90% of the world, when they heard my problems, would be like, get over it. Right. It's like, you know, Jeff Bezos or whatever, the guy in charge of Amazon, he's like upset they got a bad lunch. I'm like, dude, you're a billionaire. Get over it, you know? And so I just think Christ is on the throne. Mm-hmm. He's my best friend. Eternity is for me and him. This isn't a big deal.
Right. And then the blessing of this is if we find ourselves with some of those fruits of the flesh, that those are conquerable through Christ.
Yes. Yes.
And so if we don't have all of those fruits, they're available to us. It's not based on our personality.
Right.
It's not based on how we butter our toast.
Right.
It's based on our relationship, our connection to God, and then it's just a gift that we have it. All of a sudden, it isn't just all of a sudden boom.
Yeah.
It just grows, and all of a sudden, oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're a lot more joyful than you used to be.
Yeah, right. That's what I want.
And then the answer is, I've been really working on it.
No,
it's praise the Lord.
He brought it. Yeah,
exactly.
So that's this episode of Man Talk. And here's your challenge. And the next time every time you butter your toast, you know, if you're decided to be a full spreader or a clumper or whatever, you know, just Lord, give me more of your fruit. Connect me more with you. And help me not to eat from the bad table, but help me to eat from your table and be filled with your Spirit.
Like it.
So that's Man Talk.
We got a new little addition here.
Little on air.
We believe three things is that we need to love God.
Amen. Love. And then second is love everybody.
But even people that may have messed up my car, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And duct tape.
Hey. Yeah, let's go duct tape my
duct
oil
tape
pan.
Might do the oil problem. Who knows? Because it fixes everything.
Yeah, that's right. Have a great day.
See ya.
I was thinking the same thing when you said that.
Duct tape. Let's go duct tape it.